Thank you, Mr. Treby. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, that was very enthusiastic for being last day of activity. I'm very impressed. You know, I wouldn't be quite that enthusiastic if I didn't have the presentation. If I'd been sitting out there and asked, good morning, how are you doing?
Fine.
But something about when you have a presentation, your adrenaline has a way of flowing just a little bit more. Well, I have the last compass check of the week, kind of finalize the overall subject that we were given in the beginning of camp, dive into God's Word, the value of the Word of God, how it can enhance our lives. You know, we do believe in being in the zone and that God's Word, God's way works. And so we do feel very strongly that the more you are willing to dive into the very Word of God, get involved with God's Bible and learn the lessons from it, the whys of it and the how-tos, your life is going to be very, very, very prosperous. Now, the title I was given when I was given the material is on the screen. Righteousness is no fun or of any value. Now, how many of you really believe that? Is that a false statement? I think most of you would agree that that is a very false statement. And it was meant, the subject was meant to be placed that way so that it would kind of make you, whoa, wait a minute, that there's something awry there. That truly can't play. So I went ahead and added, oh, really? Really? Righteousness is no fun or anybody. Really? You got to be kidding. You got to be joking. I just have a few scriptures that I want to tie together for you to let you see what God has to say about His Word and the reason it is given. It really totally supports diving into God's Word because it's of great value to you. So let's begin looking at a few of those. First thing we need to do is find the definition of righteousness. If righteousness is no fun or of any value, you might say, well, that's fine, but what is righteousness? You know, I don't know if I'm going to have fun because I don't know what righteousness means, right? So you need to know what the word righteousness means. Psalm 119, 172 gives you a definition of righteousness, which is, my tongue shall speak of your word, for all of your commandments are righteousness. So we do believe that righteousness, or following again the Word of God, diving into it, you know, is involving the commandments of God, that which He instructs us to do. Righteousness just means what is right. It just means what is right. What is just. I got all these definitions from Brown Rider's great Hebrew. It means what is just. So the commandments of God are right. The commandments of God are just. They're fair. It describes what is good or what is beneficial. Righteousness equals benefit or benefits in life. Matter of fact, Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12, you know, for those of you who didn't bring your Bible, you can just look up here. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12 says, now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear or respect the Lord your God, to walk in all of His ways, and to love Him. To serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And notice verse 13. And to keep the commandments of the Lord. Righteousness. Doing that which is right. What is just. What is good. Okay? And to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes which I command you today for your... Everybody see what that last word is. For your good. Other translations, like today's English version, says, I command you to keep the commandments of God for your benefit. It's going to stand you in good stead through life. And God, being our Father, wants His children to have a good life. I know I have three sons, and I always wanted them to do well in life. I now have two grandchildren. Travis and I have a grandchildren. They will tell you that when you have a grandchild, you want your kids to do well, but you really want your grandchildren to do well. Because there's just something about a grandchild that just enhances your life. Whether it be a male or female. I've got one of each. Love them both dearly. I want them to have a good life. If they're going to have a good life, I've got to encourage them to be mindful of God, Jesus Christ, and their words. So I command you today to do these things for your good and for your benefit. Notice it says, to love the Lord your God. Let's define the word love from the Bible. Staying in the Bible now. 1 John 5 and verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, So if you want a definition for the love of God, okay,
it is that we keep His commandments.
We know that there are two great laws, right? The love towards God and the love towards mankind. And on those two great laws hang what? The commandments of God. So this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, that we walk in His paths, in His steps.
And notice verse 3, or the latter part of verse 3. And it says that His commandments that He asks us to keep, He defines His love, are not burdensome.
Sometimes people might think, well, maybe God can be burdensome. Well, they don't really comprehend the value that God places on His way of life and how it enhances our life.
Burdensome. According to Theirs, it means it's not heavy. Okay? His commandments are not heavy. His commandments are not severe. His commandments are not stern.
We were discussing, if you remember, at least with the younger people in Q&A, about the God of the Old Testament. I think it was Mr. Taylor or Mr. Burnett were talking about that often the world has a concept that the God of the Old Testament was God who's severe and stern. And along came Jesus Christ. And we saw that Jesus Christ was the God of the Old Testament, right? And those commandments that He gave are not severe. They're not stern. They're beneficial. So again, they're not heavy, not severe, not stern. I like this one. They're not violent. They don't do violence to your life. What was the expression used by Mr. Hedge?
Thrash.
And they don't thrash it, okay? They don't thrash your life. They're not violent. They're not cruel. And they're not unsparing. When you follow the commandments of God, it saves you. It doesn't save you as Jesus Christ does, but it saves you a lot of headaches, a lot of pain that you face in life by keeping them and following them. So the love of God is defined by keeping the commandments of God, and they're beneficial, they're not burdensome. Would you like to do what is profitable and beneficial for you? How many would like to do that which is beneficial, profitable, and give you a good life? Let me see a show of hands. Okay? How many would like to do things that hurt you? Let me see a show of hands. But obviously all of you are paying attention. Okay? Would you like to do what is profitable and beneficial for you? Fulfill 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Which states this: For bodily exercise profits a little. So all of you have profited a little in this camp. Some of you have gotten bodily exercise, and some of us who are older are running around saying, "I think I've gotten too much bodily exercise." All right. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness, walking in God's paths, following God, but godliness is profitable for all things. That means everything in life. And notice the next expression, which I highlighted for all of us today, that young is what all of us are. But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of a life that now is. Now, as it were, I think all of you kids, young people, realize that we do need it to believe in preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the coming kingdom of God, the value of what it is to be in the kingdom of God, of being spirit, no longer physical. The older I get, the more I relate to that. The more I comprehend, the more I have feelings towards the kingdom of God and having that energy I once had about 85 years ago. Okay? But I want you to notice it says, having promise of the life that now is. All of you are young. You don't think about, you know, being our age. When I was your age, I didn't think I would be my age because 25 is ancient. Okay? It was just ancient. Now I'm ancient, ancient, ancient. Alright? So having promise of the life that now is. If you want a good life today, you want to have a life that's going to be beneficial and helpful today, while you progress through life, it says godliness is where you want to be. It also is profitable for that person to come. So when we ask the question, you know, that we did earlier, is righteousness of any value? Is it beneficial? I say yes, absolutely. So let me wrap this up by saying one concept that I would like you to remember from this compass check, and really for the rest of your life, is this. Whatever God asks you to do, it is always for your good. It is always for your benefit. It is never for your harm. You may not understand why God asks you to do something,
But if you can hold the concept firmly in your mind that whatever it is he asks you to do is going to be beneficial, it's going to be helpful. You might come to comprehend it a little bit more later. You know, when God asks us to do things in our youth, in a specific way, he's saying, hey, because I love you. I'm your father. I want you to have a good life. And so just remember that concept. Whatever God asks you to do, it is always for your good, for your benefit. Okay, if you please bow your heads. Our Father in heaven, Almighty God, we do come before your throne this morning. And we are very grateful and very thankful to you because of your existence and the fact that your Son Jesus Christ is there with you. And Father, you have assigned him the responsibility of working with the church. As a matter of fact, the church is called the body of Jesus Christ. And Father, all of us here are part of that. We realize that our kids are sanctified, Father, by the believing parents. They're special in your eyes. They're here at camp to have a special time. We know that righteousness, Father, is fun. They have been involved with an activity or activities all this week that's been filled with righteousness. It's in the zone. It's God's way works. And they've all had fun. So your way does work. Righteousness is fun. So we ask you to help them all today to comprehend that concept, to believe you, to believe in you, and to believe what you have to say for their well-being. And now, Father, help them to go out and just have a great time for the rest of this day, that they'll have fun and enjoy the fact that you are a God of fun. So we just praise you, we thank you, and ask your safety and protection. We do it all in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Treby. And good morning, everyone. Quite that enthusiastic if I didn't have the presentation. If I'd been sitting out there and asked, good morning, Art, how good is it?
Fine.
But something about when you have a presentation, your adrenaline has a way of flowing just a little bit more. Well, I have the last compass check of the week, kind of finalize the overall subject that we were given in the beginning of camp, dive into God's Word, the value of the Word of God, how it can enhance our lives. You know, we do believe in being in the zone and that God's way works. And so we do feel very strongly that the more you are willing to dive into the very Word of God, get involved with God's Bible and learn the lessons from it, the whys of it and the how-tos, your life is going to be very, very, very prosperous. Now, the title I was given when I was given the material is on the screen. Righteousness is no fun or of any value. Now, how many of you really believe that? Is that a false statement? I think most of you would agree that that is a very false statement. And the subject was meant to be placed that way so that it would kind of make you, whoa, wait a minute, there's something a little awry there. That truly can't play. So I went ahead and added, oh, really? Really? Righteousness is no fun or anybody. Really? You got to be kidding. You got to be joking. I just have a few scriptures that I want to tie together for you to let you see what God has to say about His Word and the reason it is given. It really totally supports diving into God's Word because it's of great value to you. So let's begin looking at a few of those. First thing we need to do is find the definition of righteousness. If righteousness is no fun or of any value, you might say, well, that's fine, but what is righteousness? You know, I don't know if I'm going to have fun because I don't know what righteousness means, right? So you need to know what the word righteousness means. Psalm 119, 172 gives you a definition of righteousness, which is, my tongue shall speak of your word, for all of your commandments are righteousness. So we do believe the righteousness of our following in the Word of God, diving into it, you know, is involving the commandments of God, that which He instructs us to do. Righteousness just means what is right. It just means what is right. What is just. I got all these definitions from Brown Driver's Briggs Hebrew. It means what is just. So the commandments of God are right. The commandments of God are just. They're fair. It describes what is good or what is beneficial. Righteousness equals benefits, our benefits in life. Matter of fact, Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12, you know, for those of you who didn't bring your Bible, you can just look up here. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12 says, "Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear or respect the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways and to love him. To serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul." And notice verse 13. "And to keep the commandments of the Lord." Righteousness. Doing that which is right. What is just. What is good. Okay? "And to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command you today for your..." Everybody see what that last word is. "For your good." Now, other translations, like today's English version, says, "I command you to keep the commandments of God for your benefit." It's going to stand you in good stead through life. And God, being our Father, wants his children to have a good life. I know I have three sons, and I always wanted them to do well in life. I now have two grandchildren. The previous time I have a grandchildren, they will tell you that when you have a grandchild, you want your kids to do well, but you really want your grandchildren to do well. Because there's just something about a grandchild that just enhances your life. Whether it be a male or female, I've got one of each. Love them both dearly. I want them to have a good life. If they're going to have a good life, I've got to encourage them to be mindful of God, Jesus Christ, and their words. So I command you today to do these things for your good and for your benefit. You know, it says to love the Lord your God. Let's define the word love from the Bible. Staying in the Bible now. 1 John 5 and verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God." So if you want a definition for the love of God, okay, it is that we keep his commandments. We know that there are two great laws, right? The love towards God and the love towards mankind. And on those two great laws hang what? The commandments of God. So this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, that we walk in his paths, in his steps. And notice verse 3, or the latter part of verse 3. And it says that his commandments that he asks us to keep, he defines his love, are not burdensome. Sometimes people might think, well, only God can be burdensome. Well, they don't really comprehend the value that God places on his way of life and how it enhances our life. Burdensome. According to Theirs, it means it's not heavy. Okay? His commandments are not heavy. His commandments are not severe. His commandments are not stern. We were discussing, if you remember, at least for the younger group in Q&A, about the God of the Old Testament. I think it was Mr. Taylor or Mr. Burnett were talking about that often the world has the concept that the God of the Old Testament was God who's severe and stern. And then along came Jesus Christ. And we saw that Jesus Christ was the God of the Old Testament, right? And those commandments that he gave are not severe. They're not stern. They're beneficial. So again, they're not heavy, not severe, not stern. I like this one. They're not violent. They don't do violence to your life. What was the expression used by Mr. Hedge?
Thrash.
And they don't thrash it, okay? They don't thrash your life. They're not violent. They're not cruel. And they're not unsparing. When you follow the commandments of God, it saves you. It doesn't save you as Jesus Christ does, but it saves you a lot of headaches, a lot of pain that you can face in life by keeping them, following them. So the love of God is defined by keeping the commandments of God, and they're beneficial, they're not burdensome. Would you like to do what is profitable and beneficial for you? How many would like to do that which is beneficial, profitable, and give you a good life? Let me see a show of hands. Okay? How many would like to do things that hurt you? Let me see a show of hands. But obviously, all of you are paying attention. Okay? Would you like to do what is profitable and beneficial for you? Fulfill 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Which states this: For bodily exercise profits a little. So all of you have profited a little at this camp. Some of you have gotten bodily exercise, and some of us who are older are running around saying, "I think I've gotten too much bodily exercise." All right. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness, walking in God's paths, following God, but godliness is profitable for all things. That means everything in life. And notice the next expression, which I highlighted for all of us today, that jungle is what all of us are.
But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of a life that now is. Now, as it were, I think all of you kids, young people, realize that we do believe in preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the coming kingdom of God, the value of what it is to be in the kingdom of God, being spirit, no longer physical. The older I get, the more I relate to that. The more I comprehend, the more I have feelings towards the kingdom of God and having that energy I once had about 85 years ago. Okay? But I want you to notice it says, having promise of the life that now is. All of you are young. You don't think about, you know, being our age. When I was your age, I didn't think I would be my age because 25 is ancient. Okay? It was just ancient. Now I'm ancient. Alright? So having promise of the life that now is. If you want a good life today, you want to have a life that's going to be beneficial and helpful today. While you progress through life, it says godliness is where you want to be. It also is profitable for that which is to come. So when we ask the question, you know, that we did earlier, is righteousness of any value? Is it beneficial? I say yes, absolutely. So let me wrap this up by saying one concept that I would like you to remember from this compass check, and really for the rest of your life, is this. Whatever God asks you to do, it is always for your good. It is always for your benefit. It is never for your harm. You may not understand why God asks you to do something, but if you can hold the concept firmly in your mind that whatever it is He asks you to do is going to be beneficial, it's going to be helpful. You might come to comprehend it a little bit more later. You know, when God asks us to do things in our youth, in a specific way, He's saying, hey, because I love you. I'm your father. I want you to have a good life. And so just remember that concept. Whatever God asks you to do, it is always for your good, for your benefit. Okay, please bow your heads. Our Father in heaven, Almighty God, we do come before your throne this morning. And we are very grateful and very thankful to you because of your existence and the fact that your Son Jesus Christ is there with you. And Father, you have assigned him the responsibility of working with the church. As a matter of fact, the church is called the body of Jesus Christ. And Father, all of us here are part of that. We realize that our kids are sanctified, Father, by the believing parents. They're special in your eyes. They're here at camp to have a special time. And we know that righteousness, Father, is fun. They have been involved with an activity or activities all this week that's been filled with righteousness. It's in the zone. It's God's way works. And they've all had fun. So your way does work. Righteousness is fun. So we ask you to help them all today to comprehend that concept, to believe you, to believe in you, and to believe what you have to say for their well-being. And now, Father, help them to go out and just have a great time for the rest of this day, that they'll have fun and enjoy the fact that you are a God of fun. Praise you, we thank you, and ask your safety and protection. We do it all in your Son, Jesus Christ's name.